Frank Zilofo, director of the Homeland Security Policy Institute at George Washington University here in Washington, told VOA's Victor Beatty it is somewhat depressing that on the 13th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks on America, the President of the United States is outlining his strategy to combat the threat from a new Islamic State militant group. He says there are signs the country is again in a pre-9/11 environment. The threat today, though, is different.
The threat environment is significant, and if we're to believe the words of our adversaries, the most visible face right now being ISIS, there is warrant to be concerned. That said, our homeland security, our defenses, whether it's aviation, whether it's intelligence, whether it's information sharing between federal partners, as well as our federal, state, and local partners, that too has improved dramatically. So our defenses have improved, but unfortunately the threat has not diminished, or at least certainly is significant.
The rising power of disparate militant groups around the world represents the most complex terrorism danger since the Twin Towers were destroyed. The Deputy Commissioner of Intelligence Counterterrorism, John Miller, says it's layer upon layer upon layer, not all coming from the same place or ideology.
Sure. Firstly, John Miller is a friend and an excellent professional. Secondly, in terms of the threat today, it comes in various shapes, sizes, and forms, ranging from Al-Qaeda, which is still in business, to its many affiliates, such as Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula in Yemen, or Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, which operates out of the Maghreb, to Al-Shabaab in Somalia, to Boko Haram. So you do have a number of terrorist organizations that unfortunately are with us today, as well as obviously ISIS in Syria and Iraq, and a whole witch's brew of terrorist organizations operating out of the federally administered tribal areas of Pakistan and Afghanistan, such as notably the Haqqanis or Lashkar-e-Taiba. So the threat comes in various shapes and forms. The one thing I will say is that they hold in common is they do ascribe to jihadi ideology. So whereas Al-Qaeda Central, that was run by Osama bin Laden, is not the same hierarchical organization it was on 9/11, unfortunately his ideology lives on. So I think a lot of people thought on May, after the Abbottabad raid, ding dong, the witch is dead. Well, the witch may be dead, but unfortunately a number of witches have come in his place.
What would you describe as success in the war against terrorism?
Obviously, we have had some successes against Al-Qaeda and its senior leadership. But if there's one thing we've learned, it's that these terrorist organizations thrive on a safe haven. The more time they have, the more space they have to be able to plot, maneuver, and to ultimately execute attacks doesn't play to our favor. So the more they're looking over their shoulder, the less time they're plotting and executing attacks. So if you look at all the hot spots that you're seeing emerge today, the other common denominator, in addition to the ideology, is that they're safe havens. They're given the opportunity to move, and these are in un- or under-governed spaces. And to me, it unfortunately demands that we need to continue to address these issues.
Zilofo applauds President Obama's strategy to degrade and destroy the Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria. He says it's vital to deny militants safe haven, and the combination of airstrikes and a light footprint by special forces working in conjunction with local militaries can be effective. However, he cautions that so-called spec ops are stretched thin by previous global commitments.